You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Jose.
Hello.
We're back.
It seems like it's been ages since the four of us have been here together.
2 weeks.
Oh, it's 2 weeks.
But I had a great holiday weekend, didn't you guys?
2 weeks too long.
Yes. Yeah. Great holiday weekend.
I'm forgetting. Bing is for doing. Hi, everybody. if you're tuning in with us now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. And we are so happy to be back and to be presenting a new show. It's been 2 weeks, just like we were saying. We miss you. We miss each other. Let's go around the table really quickly. And
to her left.
Everybody to my left.
I'm Adrienne Barrow.
Across.
I'm Susan Hahn.
And live tweeting, I am Giselle Ugardi. Tweet me at Giselle Ugardi.
AKA Albie Manzo's wife to be. Or is it Chris? I forget.
Albie.
She loves
Definitely Albie.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. And I want to remind you to make sure you go to iTunes and check us out there. We want you to tell your friends. We want you to tweet. We want you to make comments because we listen to it. We love your feedback. And
rate us, like us, subscribe to us.
Exactly. Do all that good stuff because we're here for you. So, this was an amazing episode. I'm glad that we're finally back because we didn't have an episode last week. Mm-hmm.
And I missed you guys.
I know. I missed y'all too.
I really
like
missed you guys.
Our family.
We are fam. All right.
Wow. Should I announce why you're so happy?
Hold on a second. I'm the one with two drinks over here. And I don't know.
Anywho, let's kick off this episode. All right. So, first of all, we start the episode with little Gia.
Right.
I mean, Gia, like last time we saw her, it was at the field day. Mm-hmm. She had a breakdown. She had a tantrum. This week, the show opens with Gia yet again with her mouth. Mm-hmm. I think she's just getting older.
I think she's dropping F-bombs. She's like,
She's rolling her eyes and, you know.
She got the crazy, like.
Yeah, because the little one, was it Melania, was accusing
Melania
her of texting her boyfriend.
Melania has worse of
really
a mouth
cute.
Than Gia.
Yeah, she does.
She's
like, Gia's being fresh.
So, she is being fresh. But the interesting part I think about this whole thing with Gia is that Teresa is really relying on her now as kind of like her confidant. Like, cause notice she was talking to her about, so, what were you and, you know, your Uncle Joe talking about at the field day? You know, like, you know, baiting her for information. Right. Like, what do you guys think about that?
I think
she's 10.
Well, she's 10, but, you know, on the one hand, I have to say that I like how Teresa is open with her daughter. They're definitely kind of having the open communication with one another.
Right.
While she's relying on her to be the medium between her and her brother. Not exactly the most mature thing in the world. At the same time, I kind of see the old school Italian coming out because, you know, at least in my family, I'm not Italian, but we've always believed that the people that you can really trust more than anything are yourself, your spouse, and your family. And I think, you know, she obviously doesn't have a lot of people that she can confide in anymore. They're starting to
They're dropping off like flies.
So, I mean, I think she's kind of trying to create this new little best friend out of her daughter. And her daughter is clearly, you know, like she said, way more mature beyond her years. So I think she's kind of trying to,
mention that there is a lesson involved in it. She's saying, you know, you have three other sisters. I never want you guys to be divided the way that your brother and Teresa and her brother are.
Yeah.
So I think she's just trying to teach her lesson. And, you know, Teresa's not the most intelligent speaking woman out
I
there.
Know.
But, you know, she's all heart. She does have a lot of heart, and she's just trying to communicate the best way that she can. So you got to give her a little props.
Maybe she needs some physical therapy.
I was going to bring that up. And you know what?
Go to therapy.
There was something that Gia said that for a 10-year-old, I thought it was pretty interesting. She said, and I'm calling this words of wisdom from Gia. She said, I'm 10. One's 6, one's 5, and one's 1. There's nothing to fight about. So I thought
kinda
that was really interesting.
It is kind of true. Yeah.
Which actually, I would think if you're a 10-year-old, though, wouldn't you say, we have much more to fight about? They're so young. They have like the little tiffs. They're always getting in fights. You always see them pulling at each other. So it's actually funny that she said that and looking at adults as fighting more than kids. Right. When you're a kid, don't you think that you fight? You don't think parents do that?
Well, I know that with me, my brothers are 9 and 10 years older than I am. So when we were younger, they would kind of fight, like the older ones, since they're so close. But with me, it was like I was the little baby. They wanted to show me off. If we had fights, it was like very, very minuscule, little bitty things. Nothing of like seriousness to where we would stop talking to each other. But I mean, I have to say, of all the things for Gia to say, like we have nothing to fight about, clearly that means that she does want to be able to continue that relationship with her sisters as they get older. And
or it's also her recognizing that the things that they do, because you know that comment came right out on the heels of her, you know, getting in a fight with Melania saying no with the phone.
Yeah.
So I think she also realizes that what they fight about is just it's just kid stuff and it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
At the same time, I think it's interesting that Teresa is, you know, relying on the words of wisdom from a 10-year-old, you know, to help guide her through. But I guess whatever helps keep her on
you know
track,
on her defense,
know.
It's. I think that the reason she's getting Gia involved is because Gia loves Joey so much. And I think Joey's actually even her godfather, right?
I think so. Yeah.
So I think, and you know, Gia last season had a song for Teresa and Joey.
I know.
She was
that
like,
was heartbreaking. Yeah.
And so I think Teresa's super sensitive with Gia about her relationship with Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why she's
maybe Gia can be the therapist.
Confiding in her physical therapist.
Perfect segue, just Giselle, kidding. As you always do. So let's talk about physical therapy, huh?
Oh my God.
Shall we? Very funny that, of course, well, first of all, Joe Gorga, you know, reaches out to Teresa saying, you know what, I want to bury the hatchet, I feel bad, maybe we should try therapy, which we all know in the Italian family, and you can maybe speak
like
to
a
this.
No.
You know, and a
for
lot,
that generation.
Yeah, a lot of families, like Europeans, they just don't believe in therapy. I don't, you know, it is what it is.
I think any culture besides the American culture.
Exactly. They really don't believe in it.
Especially being Korean, there was no such thing as OCD, ADD, depression. It's like,
you work that shit out.
Yeah, you work it out. There's no the doctor for what? There's no head doctor. Shit, you're lucky if you have a pediatrician growing up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what? You need to talk about your feelings, go to church, you know? That's
it. No, you're right. Yeah. So, yeah, most cultures don't really recognize
that. But, like, what a huge step that Joe actually said that he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, and you bring up a good point, and I think, who was it? Kim G or?
Kim D. With the triple D's.
Her D's
side of the
were
room. Like.
They were. There, oh, no.
Well, we're
she
gonna,
could have
yeah.
three. Okay.
We're going to discuss. We'll get
she
to that later.
She could put a uniboob in the middle of the booth.
Apparently, her boutique's not making that much because
it all went to her chef.
Like, buy one, get one free. Okay.
But I think Kim pointed out perfectly. Well, your brother definitely has some more deep-rooted issues. I mean, he's been engaged 3 times. They weren't even sure if he was going to follow through with marrying Melissa. So I think, you know, Joe is realizing, I mean, he can't pop it off on his sister all the time. I mean, that fool loses his cool. Like, he goes from 0 to 60.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happened, that's your son's christening. Like, you need to keep it together. And he blows up. Out of control. You know what I mean?
Yeah. At the same time, him and Melissa have been married for how many years?
7.
So it's like, to bring up, okay, he was engaged 3 times. They've been married for 7 years, they got 3 kids. Like,
it doesn't
is that
matter.
Not water but under the bridge at this
it
point,
is,
you know?
However, but looking at him, he has some issues. He has some issues.
He does.
I have a question. So, okay, I was a little confused this episode, but was it Teresa that asked for therapy last time and now Joe's saying he will go? Because now I'm a little confused because I thought that it was Joe who was apprehensive about the therapy thing last week and now all of a sudden Teresa's like, oh, I don't want to go to therapy.
Well,
so
no, it was actually I think Jacqueline who brought up the whole therapy thing.
Okay.
Like, and she then, just threw it out
and
there.
Richie. Okay.
And Teresa. And, Richie. Because Joe even said, like, I got the idea from Richie.
Yeah.
And Teresa was like, that's old. No, we don't play that game. Yeah. We're old school. We don't do that.
Yeah. Right. Well, then accept some responsibility, because I think, mm-hmm. you know, I think therapy definitely works for people, mm-hmm. but I also see how some people disagree with it because they think that therapy is putting responsibility on someone else. Like, oh, you're that way because your dad, blah, 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 or because your babysitter,
right,
blah, blah,
blah.
But
we're also talking to a woman who hasn't used a tampon because that's like having sex.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. They're not going to be able to make any sort of progress unless they put the responsibility somewhere.
The onus, yeah, on them. And I agree with you. But at the same time, it's like, what's great about therapy is that you're able to talk about your problems to someone who's completely neutral.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who doesn't know anything about you, and you're able to get a truly
and
unbiased
And you're stuck
opinion.
In a room.
Right. But you're also acknowledging that you even have a problem to discuss, which is huge for me, because I see Joe saying, okay, there is a problem. I'm admitting to my own faults. This is why I need to go to therapy. You're not going to go to therapy thinking that it's all the other person's fault. You want to solve some issues.
Of course.
So I think that's a big step.
Right.
Hopefully. Yeah, I mean, I think therapy is
a
great idea.
Better than being like, no, I'm not doing that, like Joe Judice.
Yeah. I mean, it was. Do you guys think they'll go?
I don't know. It was him offering the olive branch, which I thought was great. And one thing that I actually hated about this whole situation is Kim D with the triple D's, how, you know, basically she's Teresa's, you know, puppet.
Number one fan,
thinks Teresa does no wrong, and is basically saying, oh, you're the most together out of all of them, and blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
She did say, but you know what she also said, though? Because I was, like, listening really hard to see what she, because, like, Teresa was like, I like her because she agrees with everything I say.
Exactly. Yeah. She even says that.
She actually did mention that she wasn't saying don't do it. She was like, you have to be open-minded. She also said that in that conversation. So I was like,
all right. You don't have to go for yourself, but go to support your brother.
So even though she was giving an ego boost to Teresa, she was like,
it was a little bit of a manipulation.
It was a manipulation on Kim and Kim's part, saying, like, you should really go, but don't worry. I mean, it's not really you, but you really should go to suit him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay. Like, I wasn't hating her advice. I wasn't hating it.
I don't know if they'll go. I mean, according to Teresa, she doesn't believe in it. She thinks that they don't need it. So, I don't know. I have no idea.
Can you get physical therapy on Amazon?
No.
Okay, hold on a second. We can't keep calling it physical therapy.
You're right.
Because physical therapy is when you go for, like, muscle.
Oh,
like,
I know. That's why it's so funny. But we're talking in Teresa. We're talking in Teresa-isms.
Okay. You know what?
The luggages. Did you guys hear that one?
Luggages.
Believe me, I pick up on everything.
But you know what? Yeah, you can get luggages on Amazon.com.
You can.
Oh, God. I love these segues. They're so much fun. You can buy luggages on Amazon.com. And what we're asking you after buzzers out there is to check out the Amazon affiliate banner on AfterBuzzTV.com and make all your wonderful purchases. So if you want to buy, weights for your muscles, if you want to buy luggages, if you want to buy Teresa's cookbook, we would love for you to purchase it on our Amazon banner on AfterBuzzTV.com. And what happens when you do that is we get lots of little kickbacks, and we're able to bring you more shows. We're able to bring you us. We're able to bring you lights and camera and action and all kinds of fun stuff. So check out Amazon.com.
And tell your friends about it.
And free downloads on iTunes. And please, we love your comments. We love everything.
And join in on the conversation if anything else.
Yes, please call in. 424-256-1729.
Yeah.
Back to, Kim D with the triple D's?
Yes. Well, can we talk about Melissa's acting debut?
Okay, that was beyond stupid.
I want to punch her.
Yeah, I know you don't like her.
Okay, watch her put that into a reel onto her website.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, Gorga was like, what the hell are you doing,
She was cracked out.
I was embarrassed for her. That was kind of like...
You could tell it was out of character. You could tell that because Joe was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's like, did you drink before you got here?
I know.
That was for the cameras.
She was being goofy.
Yeah.
I love how she like goes into this construction site wearing heels that are like totally cab to curb only. And I was just hoping that she would like get her heel stuck in one of the cobblestones and just like
I love that phrase, cab to curb. That's fantastic. Does that come from sprinting?
No, it's curb to curb. You lived in New York City.
I did, but I never used that phrase.
You never? Oh, my shoes are from curb to curb, honey.
I love that. Curb to curb. Love it. Yeah, that's really stupid.
Stupid. Since we're talking about Melissa, Melissa was hating. Well, actually,
we didn't see that much of her this episode. She was hating on Heather.
Heather.
And that's another thing is obviously you notice how the producers showed her reaction because you know that Melissa's like that kind of, she's always the number one star in the room.
Yeah.
She's the hottest. She's whatever.
Let's not pump the ego that much now.
Yes. This is the world according to Melissa, don't forget.
Right.
So in her mind, come on now. She thinks she's better than all of them.
This young little tender coming
over
here?
Married to an NBA player. Who Rosie's in love with.
We're going to get to that because I got words to say about that one.
Okay.
All right, but What? Let's talk about being out of the closet. And I'm not talking the thrift store here in LA. I'm talking about Rosie, your girl. Yeah. She finally, you know.
I commend her.
She talks about coming out of the closet to the kids, you know, to her niece and nephew. What do you think about that?
It's just, it breaks my heart because, I mean, I'm not in her situation, but, you know, her journey must have been so hard for her. I mean, she gets teared up every time she talks about, you know, coming out, explaining to her parents. It's just like, we think that their generation's old school. Their parents are even more
old school.
Old school.
Yeah.
And it's not that her parents, I don't think it's the fact that her parents didn't accept it. I think it's just, it's hard. You know, yeah. It's hard. And she's saying before her father died, you know, he was saying, well, I know you're not going to get married. Mm-hmm. So that kind of broke my heart a little bit. But I love the way she handled it. I mm-hmm. love the way that she sat with just the kids. Yeah. What's the Waikiki's kids?
Joey and Victoria.
Yeah.
And how she, you know, had a little conversation and they kind of laughed about it. And
Joe. And on the light note.
Do you think that was for TV or do you think that they knew that the kids knew beforehand or we were talking
and
about
that?
And
we were talking about that.
Do you guys think that was set up?
I think they knew. I mean, they're not dumb, but I don't think they don't understand completely, like. Yeah. So I don't like Gaydar. His first question was like, "So do you have Gaydar?" You know.
See, I think at their age they know, but to your point that you made earlier, they don't know all the little details. Yeah. And there's another part of me that because I don't know if you guys know it, but it's Gay Pride Week all around the country. This weekend is Gay Pride here in LA.
Yeah.
I think Gay Pride in New York is next week. You know, it's on the East Coast. So I'm like, it's a very appropriate
episode. Of course.
Episode.
And you see with Jamie
Rosie,
too.
Jamie's wedding. Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, well, all this planned.
Even if it is, you know, for show, I think I appreciate them showing it anyways because a lot of times on Bravo, you see the very, very flamboyant gay men.
Right.
And so to see someone who comes from a conservative family, who's a woman, who's not very outwardly homosexual,
right.
I think it was very touching and even necessary to show that point of view mm-hmm. and to hear from the very beginning her story, you know, telling her dying father and showing that it wasn't something that she was choosing to do. It was something that she was born with.
Yeah.
And I think showing all the different people that it affected was, you know, beneficial to show on a program like
Bravo's
Network.
I mean, no doubt. Right. No doubt there was real emotions there. Like, no matter how you want to say, even if it was set up, which, I mean, but they have to do that. It's for TV, you know, we understand that. But I think no matter what, we saw raw emotions from the Waikiki side, but also from the Manzo side during the wedding, too.
Right. Yeah.
I love how Richie and Rosie, they're, like, looking at the same girls together.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they kind of have that bond now. And Richie even said, you know, when she opened up, this huge barrier just was lifted. And
because she thought that if she came out to tell them that she was gay, that they were going to keep her from seeing the kids.
Exactly.
So,
I love seeing Kathy's emotions, too. Mm-hmm. She kind of broke down a little bit. And who knows if it has to do with more that we didn't see. Or, she knows she really showed genuine concern. You know, it's not so much that she's a lesbian. It's that she hears all these different stories about people who struggled to come out or who struggled to accept their own identities and just knowing that her sister struggled with that for so long because she didn't even come out until her 30s, she said.
Right.
Like, really.
Yeah.
Well, big props to Rosie to do this on national TV.
Agreed. And I agree with you guys. I'm glad that they told it this way because we've seen so many times on different shows, you know, just how it's just, you know, very flamboyant and just kind
over the top.
It's over the top and it's not really serious. And sometimes you don't take it seriously because of that. But I think in this way, and you're used to seeing it with men, not women, you know, and, you know, for her to be Catholic and Italian, you know,
she's only brought like, what, one or two girls home?
Yeah.
Women?
Yeah, two. And Kathy didn't like one of them.
That's what she said.
Now, shall we move on to, as I like to call it, no hate. I feel like this is a very gay pride episode.
No hate campaign did start following me last night, actually.
Oh. Yay!
I hashtagged no hate in my Rosie tweet last night.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I call it no hate because obviously another big part of this episode is Jamie Larita's wedding to his partner of 13 years. And
can I move into their house?
I know, right?
Amazing. The tree of life.
The branches.
The branches, but the tree
is in the house.
Trunk.
Yeah,
no. I just love the Teresa-isms. I'm sorry. I'm just going to
I love
fail. She's like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, I know what word you're going to say. You're trying to say tree, trunk. I'm like, I'm going to wait and see how long, how long it takes you to figure this out.
She was like, the wood, the branches, the leaves, the
The luggages.
The luggages.
That was
she's
funny.
She's just gesturing. But there, and she's looking up.
I know.
And
I wanna,
you know that she wants the producers to help her so badly, and they yeah, can't interject at all.
Give me the word. Feed me the line. Yeah, you know, she's trying to do that.
But you realize, it's funny, because when they show the house, I was like, oh, of course, the Manzas have another Manza person has another nice house. I just feel like their whole family. I mean, I would like to see, you know, you got Dina. We saw in the, you know, previous episodes. But I'd like to see, there's 11 of them. I want to see all the other siblings and what their financial situations are, because they all seem to be doing pretty well for themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this wedding, because first of all, it's in Chicago, and as Jacqueline explained, she's got 11 brothers and sisters, and only, what, like a handful of them were going. Mm-hmm.
She was the only sister.
She was the only sister, which, of course, we know how strange that is, because Dina Manzo is supposedly really, really close to Jamie. They even showed us a little flashback of, you know, the first season, where they're kind of having a little conversation, and, you know, she's asked to, you know, speak at the wedding. Also, Teresa goes to the wedding. Now, here's what I thought is interesting, because I was reading a little bit, you know, before we got started, that Teresa is supposedly good friends with Jamie, but she's never met his partner of 13 years.
Right.
So how is that?
My thinking, I don't really know, because I haven't done my research as far as, but from what I see.
Oh, hail to the no.
Oh,
come on, Marissa.
Cue it.
Hail to the no.
Yes. I really do think that Jamie and Teresa's relationship at this point, for I think it's based on like Teresa's already successful. Let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. I think it's a.
Do we think it's convenience?
I think it's a relationship based out of convenience. I think that Teresa is part of the group, or was part of the group, and was well liked. So Jamie can only benefit from being friends with her. I mean, she has a cookbook. She has.
Well,
I don't know if it was like a genuine, true friendship as far as like, oh, I'm gonna have you introduced to my future husband.
Well, they are different cities.
Right,
you know, different cities.
I mean, but think about it.
We didn't see Jamie's fiance when Jamie popped up here and there in.
No, we didn't. But if supposedly she's such great friends with him, why is it that she's never met his partner of 13 years?
Well, who said they're great friends? Was out of her mouth?
Well, this is just some of the blogs. Well, you know what?
I mean, she was invited to the wedding.
Yeah, they're close enough that she was invited to the wedding.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's a relationship that benefits them both.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, you know, you're related to my friends on the show, and you're on the show. As far as Jamie's concerned, you're on the show, and you're successful.
Because everybody was on that party bus at the wedding. Okay,
so,
even Greg. Greg was there.
Please tell me out, 'cause I'm a little confused. Now, we saw coming into this season with the whole cookbook and all that, and so there was definitely some tension between Caroline and Teresa, and Teresa kind of gave her a half-ass apology, but I mean, it is what it is, and they kind of, you know, still kind of hang out in the same circle. They're at the same events, same family outings, whatnot. Now, why all of a sudden is, like, there's so much hatred coming from Caroline towards Teresa? Like, why is she here?
Dina.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah,
was that whole thing... That still
hasn't been resolved. So the whole Dina issue like came up at the reunion last year.
Right.
Like that's where that all came from. And that still hasn't been resolved. Their relationship is still like.
And that I understand, but it's like Caroline's claiming that, okay, well, you know what? Teresa wrote some shit about my boys, about me, my family, calling us, you know, fake Italians, whatever. So,
but this is deeper than that.
That's what I'm saying. This is the Italian in Caroline to be like the tough. Like she's not going to spill anything because it's her family. Like this is what I think. This is my little philosophy that her and Dina had beef already. Teresa and Caroline have this little feud, but Teresa is still friends with Dina. Now that's throwing salt in the wound as far as I'm concerned. If I'm with my sister and I don't like this girl, and then that girl befriends my sister, like me and my sister are fighting, okay? And I don't like this, and me and this other girl are a problem, but she goes and befriends the person I'm feuding with.
I don't think that she befriends. They were already friends.
Already friends, but also Dina's not, I mean,
she's using that to stir the pot, Teresa,
remember,
for
exactly.
Sure.
That's what I do think that Teresa's stirring the pot more and more. This is a sisterly bond you're messing with here.
Right.
I'm sorry,
that's
my sister.
Yeah, that's
I jump on my sister's side over anyone.
Right. Well, remember, to the law.
Yes!
Remember what happened with Danielle Staub? They were both on that side, you know, and even Caroline lied and said that she was the one that brought the book, even though Dina was the one that did. And so the fact that they are kind of picking a side and she's not going with her, I don't know. I also think it's difficult to show where the anger comes from because Dina's not agreeing to be on camera.
Right.
So they can't show the conflict. They can't talk about it. I'm sure there's something in the contract.
Also, that's a good point, too, because I think that's why she didn't. When you see Jamie saying, I wish you could come. She was really busy. She was working. No, you take off work for your husband, for your brother's wedding. I think that had to do with not only the fight, but I don't think Dina wants to be on camera. So I think that's part of the reason why she wasn't there.
Dina's going
to
come back.
Yep. There's rumors that we're going to see her at some point during the season. Time will tell. I don't know.
The wedding could have been for a show, too, you know, because he refers to himself as a wife in previous seasons.
Yeah.
So it could be that they're just now deciding to do something in particular special because it's legal in Chicago. Well, and so maybe they already had a wedding a long time ago that was recognized by their family, and they're just doing this
for the show. Yeah. Because this whole episode is building up to the wedding. We still don't see the wedding until next week. Right. So.
And let's be real. Would these ladies voluntarily take a party bus all the way to Chicago? I don't think so.
No, they flew into O'Hare because I saw the O'Hare. Okay. They flew into O'Hare Airport and then they took
the country
I'm
to
like,
the city.
Hold on a second. That is a long drive.
It's only from
their house, the country house, to their hotel. In the
that party bus, though, are we ready to talk about the comments on that party bus or no?
Well, let's go there.
But let's go that. Can we talk about Joe Giudice's suit?
Melania,
you should wear no pants.
Melania, that girl needs her own
show. She needs her own show. I love her.
I wouldn't be surprised. That little girl from Toddlers and Tierras or whatever.
No, that girl that scares little girl, me.
What's her name? Boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
Honey Boo-boo Child.
Honey Boo-boo Child has her own show.
Oh my God. Coupon queen.
Yes. Honey Boo-boo Child has her own show.
Oh, God.
Imagine that. But, okay. Sorry, I digressed a little bit. Right? So Greg was not feeling that.
So Greg's also part of the actually,
he's part of the
family. He came out, right? I saw him.
Yes.
Yeah, before.
We're not outing him.
Just making sure.
No, I don't know. Like, officially.
I mean, you guys.
That's another rose. I mean, it's obvious.
Greg, let's call in.
Yeah, he didn't say, hi, guys, I'm Greg and I'm gay. But yes, he's talked about.
He has.
Yes.
Okay, so this goes along with the whole, you know, the whole theme of the show, which is this is like the, we're talking about the homosexuals, the gays, whatever. For Joe.
Teresa's like, I love, you know, gays.
I love the gays.
Me and Joe, we love the gays. You know, I try and keep them from saying stuff, but we love the gays.
Okay, and then. And then they do a flashback to Joe's like, you effing F. Like, I don't even want to say the word.
Right.
Like,
that's a maggot.
Yeah, maggot. Right, maggot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get a flashback to Joe Giudice saying that. There's another thing he was saying.
And then he made that comment. Oh, he's like,
the gayest thing
that
I've ever done was flashing my penis. And, oh, his name was Jamie, too. I mean, come on, what are you going to do?
No, but the best comment was on the bus. And I think, Susan, I'll give you the floor to for that one.
Did you fart? Because obviously you have the loosest asshole.
Thank you, Susan. You look at me and you say that. Thank you. Is it because I'm Mexican?
It's because you're Mexican and you eat a lot of beans, Giselle.
Okay. Inappropriate.
Okay.
You guys, my mother's watching.
I know.
Oh, is she really?
Giselle's
mama, you guys. Just
kidding.
Oh my God. But either way, I think either you felt really, really bad and mortified for him or you were laughing your ass off. So either way, that comment
mortified
was.
Laughing.
Or you went.
Listen,
that was so mean.
I've worked with gay men for 10 years in New York City with Mac, and you know, they're just regular people. And you know what I mean? But you got to...
They're
top or bottom. That's the first question they ask. Top or bottom, you know?
No, like, you
can't. Bear or cub?
But you know what? Isn't it normally, like, it's not the target of the joke that's the most offended. It's everybody else around it that's the most offended. But it seemed like... I would have thought that was funny, but Greg really
did
seem
embarrassed. But can I ask a legitimate question?
He seemed offended. He did.
Greg was embarrassed, but Chris was laughing.
Okay, but a legitimate question.
Because he knows Joe has a big stupid mouth.
You can do, for women, we have choices. We can do anal. Okay, we have
three
choices.
We can choose our hole.
Yeah, where is this conversation going?
Let's hear this out so we don't. Let's hear this out, Susan. Ready? Go.
Okay, go.
Susan.
All right, continue. Come on, Han.
Do we need a commercial break?
Yes, we need a commercial break.
Yeah, let's hit a commercial break while we compose ourselves. How about that?
Hey, guys.
Well, that was nice.
We are the America's Best Dance Crew ABDC After Show coming to you guys. we watch the show every week just like you, and we go every Friday to the set to interview and talk to the crews behind the scenes and let you know what is happening behind the scenes.
Hey guys, I'm AJ Gibson here with my lovely co-host. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Kaori Take. Hi, I'm Kira Vente.
And we cover America's Got Talent every single Monday night for AfterBuzz TV. We're not exactly judges, but we have no problem judging.
We're crafty enough.
Yeah, we are crafty. We're definitely crafty. We're not shy at all. So you guys, check us out every Monday, 9 o'clock. Like us on iTunes, let us know what you guys think, and we'll keep doing this for you every single week. We love you guys. We're here for you.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
We're back. We're back.
We're getting tweets galore. Hey, Susan, did you just say that to Giselle Ugardi?
We are back.
So legitimately, women, we have choices. Where we can have the... When we fornicate. Now, for
I
men...
I don't know about these choices. Wait, what?
I know. Cover your ears. Cover your ears. Your mom's watching.
Earmuffs, Giselle. Okay.
So, but it's a legitimate question, right? Like, if a girl can only... I mean,
Where do I want to say it?
For gay men, they can only get it up the ass, right? So, it's just a joke. I mean, was it really bad?
Here's the thing. It's just like the same thing, like you got a loose whatever for a girl.
That's what I'm saying.
But that would be offended by that, which is weird because I actually thought the comment was funny.
Well, if he was like, did you queef?
And then he said, you have a loose lady town.
I would be really offended. I would take it as a joke.
It would be different because,
it's like, really?
Okay, you know,
he'd be calling you the sluttiest one.
Right.
Here's what I think. I think had that joke come from...
But are you a slut? So why are you upset? You know what I mean? So is your ass really loose? Why are you so upset? You know, listen, this is coming from Joe Giudice.
That's what I was just going to say.
That's an ID. Like, you know what I mean? Come on.
Charlie Manson, all serious, may or may not have a serious drinking problem.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think had this comment come from someone else, I think Greg would have probably taken it and received it a little differently. But the fact that it came from Joe, who we know is very inappropriate, you know, he says a lot of things that just people don't like, you know.
I think if it was any other day, it would have been fine. But I think because the Manzos are kind of beefing with the Giudices, I think... And, you know, Greg's basically a manzo. So I think because... And he knows what's going on with...
He's on the manzo side, right.
Exactly. And he knows what's going down with, you know, Caroline and Teresa and Joe and whatever. And he's just team manzo. But, I mean, come on. The only person that could say it is Joe Giudice because he's an idiot.
Well, he's the only idiot who would say something like that.
It's funny. It's ignorant. He's dumb. But it's like, come on.
That was only one comment. There must have been a lot of other things on that long bus ride. You know what they should have had a long bus ride?
They were going to...
Video games.
Yeah, video games. They needed some video games.
Oh, she is on it. This one. Oh, I think I'm going to read straight from the car today because it's so much fun. Do you like video games after buzzers? Tired of paying $50, $60 for new ones? Try Gamefly, the Netflix of video gaming. Over 8,000 games for Wii, PS3, Xbox, etc. Keep it as long as you want and return it whenever. After Buzzers, you get a free 15-day trial if you click on the banner at AfterBuzzTV.com for Gamefly. And if you don't like it, you can cancel it anytime. It helps AfterBuzz TV, and it saves you money on games. Woo! All right.
I'm down for that.
Are you down for Gamefly? All right. So, are we done talking about holes and queefs and stuff like that?
Never. Ever.
We would never do that on this show. What do you mean?
All right.
Especially Susan Hahn.
Here's what I want to move on to. It's very exciting for me. The first black person on the Housewives of New Jersey.
Things are going to be multicultural.
We got
some fried chicken and waffles.
My people have arrived.
What do you mean, your people?
My people have arrived. I mean, it's very, you know, of course it had to be a, you know, 6'9" basketball player. I mean, it couldn't have been just a regular black person. It had to be a basketball player. But, you know, I'll take what I can get. And what I think is interesting about this is we kind of brought it up before. What's his name? Clint Johnson, I believe.
Maybe I made that up. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Hello, it's your peeps.
Whatever. You know, his name is something Jones then.
Okay? I know.
Johnson.
Johnson.
Or Johnson. Brown. Or Smith. Or Brown. Or Perry as in Tyler. I don't know. I can make these jokes because I'm black. But in any case, they happened to be friends of the Wakilis, and they were also at the wedding, right? Because was what, it the wedding?
No, it was the Shore House.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So they came to the Shore House. They were at the Shore, and his wife,
Heather.
Heather, you know, that's who.
A buxom
white woman.
Yeah. Damn, she just went from black to Jersey to Southern to
I'm all over the place.
Connecticut.
But in any case, she was actually kind of putting the moves on Rosie. I feel like she was teasing her, right?
Oh, totally.
Because she knew that Rosie was teasing her.
She was trying to motorboat her. She was teasing her big time.
You know?
We need to do a background check on Heather because she kind of did some like stripper, like, ooh, tease,
I know,
back
right?
Up, back
did you know? See the vampire tattoos?
She had some
big old.
Yeah, she did. Okay, but did we catch how Melissa was so hating on her?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to look for. Like
she's
I said, like
she looks so innocent, and then wow, look at her in the jacuzzi. You know what, Melissa? You're the same damn thing. Okay. That's the thing. That's
she
why
really
she's
recognizes
jealous.
Her from back in the day when they were working in the club
exactly.
together.
So that's the that's bitch mean. That used to steal my that's tips mean. All the time on Saturday nights.
But also, you have to look at it like Melissa. They already have their
bitch,
own little crew.
Corner.
They have their own little crew, and this girl comes in, and I mean, obviously, she's getting her camera time. She's like grinding on Rosie.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, if I mean, just saying, let's just put out that we don't like Melissa. Well, if you're this group of people that is a family, first of all, and then this person comes in and is grinding on your sister, is it for, are you like, is that for TV or do you think it's genuine? Are you just having fun with it? Do you not care? Like, there's
know.
So many.
Wait, was Heather and Clint married? Or
oh, yeah, they're married.
They're married.
No, they're married. But I'm just saying, like, from an outsider, if you were actually in that hot tub with them, would you be like, This girl's like out of line.
They were all
drunk. Or were you having fun? That's
what
I'm saying.
There were no kids around. I thought it was funny that all of a sudden Melissa's getting a little, you know,
jealous.
Bashful in terms of what she's wearing when she had her cheeks sticking out at the children's festival.
Exactly.
But you know
what? Did you guys catch when Joey Gorga was piggybacking her ass in the rain?
Oh, I saw
so
that.
That she, and she's like, my hair is going to get free. Yeah, it's like, really? I mean, your husband is carrying your fat ass in the pouring rain. Like, shut the hell up.
But you know what?
Be grateful.
You know what? I think it's just for the first time Melissa wasn't like the only hot girl.
She had to
compete with someone else because I think she's used to being, you know, she thinks she's probably the hottest housewife. You know, she's trim, she's cute, and for the first time, here's this woman. She had a little competition, so she was just
that
like,
was interesting
yeah.
to see.
I
love
what
well,
I think.
When Melissa walked in, first thing she goes, "Well, here, Joey, that these girls are for you," because you know there's three girls that
who were
like,
working
catering
a party,
or,
yeah,
whatever that they were doing. She says, "Well, here's some eye candy for you, or whatever." It's like, calm down. Why are you getting so insecure all of a sudden? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. I like to see her little squirm a little bit.
Personally, I thought when we were watching the previews from last week, I thought it was going to be a totally different scenario.
I did too.
I thought it was going to be like Rosie bringing some, you know, and doing it in front of everyone and then being like, what's going on here?
Right.
But they were feeding her the girls. So I just hope that like, after the cameras turned off,
TNA,
they weren't like, you know? Because I couldn't tell if like, if the smiles in the background were drunk and happy or if they were like fake, like,
whoa. Did you just do that?
Yep.
Hopefully the camera didn't. Oh no!
Hopefully
mind.
The camera did catch that.
Only because there's like five cameras.
I'm gonna
in here.
Put that on my reel. How about that? How about them apples?
Literally.
Oh God, this is fun, you guys. I'm glad we're back. And can we also talk about?
We're making up for 2 weeks here.
I know, aren't we? Oh my God, somebody call in. Didn't you miss us? Okay, anyway.
I keep getting tweets of people that are saying that they're calling in or that they're trying to call in.
Call in!
So, I don't know what's going on back there.
But can we talk about updates about Ashley? Because Jacqueline was talking about how she spoke to her ex-husband and how he was saying how,
she's
oh my God.
She's back on the wagon.
She's back on the wagon doing the same stuff, basically saying, how did you and Chris put up with this? Mm-hmm. Why did you give her so many chances? Mm-hmm. Do we think there's any hope for Ashley?
She actually is coming out with her own line.
Line of what?
Clothing, apparently.
Her doing that and her having some damn respect for her parents are two different things. I completely agree with you.
But she's living in Santa Monica now. She has a boyfriend. She's coming out with this line. Her and Albie tweet back and forth about how they're so proud of each other. So
she lives in Santa Monica?
Yeah.
We gotta get her on here.
I've tried to. She's following me on Twitter. I send her messages all the time.
Ashley.
So, Ashley, where you at, girl?
Where
I told
you want to hear your
I
side.
I told her.
Like,
I was like, you can promote your line. We can bring black beverages on here. Like,
okay, we're gonna get her on here.
We can play the dating game with me and Albie.
We're gonna campaign. Let's campaign for Ashley to come on After Buzz.
I called Black Beverages personally, so if you guys want them.
Why does it have to be called Black?
It's blacker than you are, for being quite frank.
I'm blacker than her, if you want to be quite frank. Thank you.
Oh God. Yeah. So what else?
I'm just glad that she's not blonde anymore.
Oh, she looked actually good blonde.
I didn't mind it.
I think she would look good with red hair.
Well, no, actually, no. I think she'd look good as a redhead. Sorry.
I do.
Redhead?
I do. So are we ready for some news and gossip? Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So I was watching Wendy Williams today, and I was also,
you
know.
Love you some
Wendy.
Jaleel was on there today. How you doing?
Urkel, or was that the rerun? That was a rerun. Basically, watching Wendy Williams today, and we were talking, as if
she's a friend in my head.
Well,
we hang out. But
you share people.
She's my people. But anyway,
did you just say they share we?
She wore the wig yesterday,
so I can't make a comment about someone's asshole. But you can be like, do you guys share wigs?
I mean, wigs. I mean, holes are completely different. So, all right, what's going on? Pubic hair freely.
Okay.
Back up the bus. Can we just get to the news and gossip?
Did you say back up the bus?
I said back up the bus. Oh, yes, bus. I did.
I'm just going to drink my wine.
It's water. Water.
22 going purple on 12.
Anyway, basically, they were talking about the Real Housewives' real salaries. And do you guys want to guess who is the highest paid housewife out of all house? No, no, I'm not just New Jersey, but in general.
Okay, for being on the show?
Wait, we got to go around. I want to hear, but is this like just from getting paid from Bravo or in
just
general?
No, this is just Bravo paycheck.
Okay,
for
just
being
Bravo.
A housewife, okay. All Giselle. Franchises. I want your guess.
I'm going to say, let's see, where are we at? Kim. Atlanta.
What do you, okay. Zodiac? All right.
I'd say Nene or Kim, yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna say Nene. Nene? Okay. I was going to say Nene, too, actually. I was going to say Nene, too. Just right.
So two Nenes and a Kim.
Okay, it's Nene Leakes.
Oh! Where's my prize?
Nene.
I know, my prize.
You get a clink of the glass. Great.
Ching, ching.
Nene Leakes gets paid $750,000 a year.
Wow.
And that's not including, like, bonuses and stuff like that for coming
and endorsements or whatever.
Or Trump checks.
That is just the Bravo paycheck. Wow.
Do you know what the average, like, paycheck would be? Or, like, what's, like,
not
a,
that much.
You know what I'm saying?
It used to be, like, $20,000 or $30,000.
Well, a year? Or an episode?
No.
No, a year. $20,000 a season.
Okay.
And sometimes a season can overlap within a year. So it just kind of depends.
Wait, so only 20, you could only get 20 grand. If you're like Albie or Chris Manzo, they're getting 20.
It depends on what their contracts are. Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Okay. But yeah, Nene is the current highest paid Real Housewife.
Wow.
I'm surprised they were able to disclose that information.
Well, a lot of that stuff is disclosed, actually. You know, just even like actors and what they get for a film and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff is out there, so it's not a surprise. And they were also saying that Kim from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kim was only getting $100,000.
Because she was...
I mean,
she was barely in it.
Yeah,
but at
I'm
the
sure
same
they were
time,
able to cheat her out of that contract. Yeah. Pretty.
But you know what? Think about it. Like $100,000 for her to be putting all that out there, like her popping pills and her like.
Oh, see, I think $100,000 is too much.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think it's enough for all the stuff that she put out there about her life.
That's
is it
true.
Really worth
that's
it?
True.
Like she reveals that she's an alcoholic.
She's not making any money elsewhere. She'll take whatever she can get.
She's making more than people that have like master's degrees. I'm sorry for her being a drug.
People don't even like her that much. To be totally honest with you, like. She's the one who's like, what is this chick doing? They'd rather hear from like Lisa or Kyle.
Because to me, like $100,000 for filming, how many hours do you think she actually was filming for that? And it wasn't a whole year. I mean, that's plenty for her.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, look at what you're revealing. You know, you've got kids. You know, after the cameras go down, you still have to go live your life. And now you've let the whole world know that you've got a drug problem.
But
you've got
you know what?
Problem,
if she's not going to live that Beverly Hills lifestyle, $100,000 is plenty for her. I'm sorry.
I mean,
yeah, but she's also a child star. So she actually had a name coming in.
Like, 80 years ago. Does she still have that
her
money
sister's
face?
Kathy Hilton,
exactly.
You know?
So,
exactly. She said.
Nene Leakes was Nene stripper hoe. So it's like
she was a stripper. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
I wonder if we could go through the Beverly Hills cast of all of them and see who, what, like their previous, like who was strippers before? Because I feel like we're mentioning a lot.
What's her name? Camille Grammer. She was a porn star.
Hello, two different things
within the industry. I want to see
she
who
was in Playboy.
Yeah, she did. She did some like Skinamax movies. Mm-hmm.
So that'll be maybe for news and gossip next week. We'll have to come up.
Yeah,
with
we'll have to. Yeah, we will come up with some more stuff. What else do I have? You guys remember Taylor from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, right? Well, apparently she had to sell her ring, her wedding ring that she had when she was with Russell, who, you know, we know is no longer here. And apparently she had to sell it for like debts or something like that. And then whoever bought the ring put it on eBay.
That's dirty.
And are they going to make more?
How sad is it that this is what, you know, if that represents her marriage, her, you know, this relationship she had, and now it's on eBay for the highest bidder. You know, that just kind of sucks because we know she can't afford to buy it.
She sold it in the first hand, so you know, yeah. It's like boohoo to her. She could have sold a lot. Different, so, like she could have done different things.
It was it was one of those canary diamonds too, I think.
I know. Yeah, it was pretty
huge.
It was a big rock.
You
huge. Know. Mm-hmm. So that's all I got for now. You guys got any interesting tidbits of information?
No, just that I heard Dina's going to be back.
Potentially going to be back. We're going to see more of, well, actually, let's get
predictions.
To predictions.
Okay.
Predictions.
Predictions.
And now,
you're
after Buzz TV.
All right. Go. I'm certain Joe Gorga is going to have too many drinks at the wedding.
Judice or Gorga?
I am certain Joe Judice is going to have way too much to drink at the wedding.
And make an inappropriate comment.
Yes.
Okay. I agree.
I predict that they will end up in therapy together.
Ah.
Teresa and Joe.
Yeah, I don't know if I see that, obviously, within... I don't even know if I see it within the season, you think? The actual therapy sessions... And if it is, is it going to play out like The Sopranos? Are we actually going to be in? I don't know if they will do that. They're so old school. I don't know if they'll actually let the cameras in, to be honest with you. But even just the whole, like, you know, fight back and forth of who's going to, if they're going to do it, if they're not going to do it, we'll be on camera. For
sure. So, and then my prediction is that Ashley's going to join us here in the AfterBuzz studio.
Nice prediction.
Come join us.
I mean, it's so much fun here. Why wouldn't you want to come?
I know. Right?
Yeah. Ashley will feed you special water, and you'll have so much fun with us. Please come.
Princess water.
Princess water.
Oh, black water. All right, guys. I think that's it.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Come
back next week. We'll be here.
And Giselle, you should send some of your followers my way. Should we do a little?
I know.
Oh, yes. Let's go around real quick. Are we ready? Find everybody. Yeah.
It's Susan Hahn, ITSSUSANHAHN. It's been real.
At Giselle Ugardi, GiselleUgardi.com.
Adrian_Vero.
And at GoToGirlTV, that's
number two,
or GoToGirlTV.com. Bye, guys. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.